local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Start of hour two here on Pensacola Right Now News Radio 92.3. Typically with Joe and Austin, but Joe is not with us here. I'm Austin Price, and I'm instead joined by Steve Taylor, which is a lovely replacement.
Well, when you say not with us, let's make sure that he's still alive.
Yes, he is still alive. He's not with us in the studio.
He's basically taking Christmas with his family with a brand new baby and all that.
There it is.
Yes, it is.
All right, 5:13. We're going to get right into it with our top three stories. Reportedly, 14 people were killed and 25 injured during a mass shooting at Prague University in the Czech Republic. Police advised people nearby to not go outside and were able to evacuate some in the area. Officials reported that the suspect had been eliminated.
Well, General C.Q. Brown Jr., who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke with his Chinese counterpart, General Liu Zhenli, today via a video call, marking the first time the two nations' top leaders in uniform since July 2022 actually talked to each other. You see, The discussion hints at the United States and China finally restoring long-frozen military contacts, so nothing bad happens if somebody misunderstands what the other side's doing, you know? The men discussed a variety of issues, with maintaining lines of communication being a major topic given the lack of contacts over the last year and a half. According to the Pentagon, the number of unsafe and unprofessional intercepts, which were carried out by Chinese aircraft over the South China Sea, increased significantly during that hiatus. Some really close passes by, their aircraft to ours. Yeah, it makes people worry.
Well, and that's the thing. That is why communication matters.
Yes.
Israel is showing the world what it calls a vast tunnel network under Gaza City created by Hamas. Israeli officials say that it included command and control centers, meeting rooms, and hideouts for top Hamas leaders. Israel is not confirming reports that it has begun pumping seawater into the tunnels. Meanwhile, Hamas says that it will not negotiate further prisoner hostage swaps until Israel stands down.
Well, UWF faculty, and the undergrads are also developing a pulse medical LED goggle, which can be used to detect Alzheimer's disease early in its development. This is outstanding news.
Oh, yeah.
According to the official UWF website, doctors Mohammed Kabu, Aaron Wade, and James Aruda worked on the project together, along with assistance from students Sierra Kautz, Mark Yepshin, Judy Aquino, and Dustin Tran. An example of how the goggles work, according to the official UWF website, and I'm going to paraphrase it now, it says, delayed signaling in one area of the brain suggests that participants with a mild cognitive impairment, which is an early stage of Alzheimer's dementia, have compromised cholinergic functioning that resulted in impaired visual processing in the cerebral cortex. I'm not a doctor, but I think I got through that. Okay. But you see, the goggles are still undergoing further testing, but that's good news on the Alzheimer's front.
Oh, absolutely. And as you said, there's just... Those are some rough words to get through, and the names were tough too, so I'm glad you kind of bit the bullet there.
Thank you.
5:15, we'll get our first check of the roads and weather here on Pensacola Right Now News Radio 92.3. This one is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. So I haven't been seeing, luckily, I haven't been seeing a ton, should I say, to report on in Pensacola itself. We may be experiencing some minor backups on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Also, the intersection with North Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard could be looking better. North Davis Highway traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, perhaps you're trying to get onto I-10 East. That's causing some minor issues, but nothing too severe. Also, on Pensacola Boulevard, if you are traveling southbound towards Broad Street in that area, we've got some minor issues there, but again, nothing too crazy. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile, that's probably where we typically see congestion the most often. That is looking manageable, but there is some congestion here and there on that street. The last big one is in Santa Rosa County, on Caroline Street. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, coming into downtown Milton, you're going to have some issues there. As for the weather, it's been high 50 so far, 57 degrees now in Pensacola, with a low of 50 as we get into tonight. Tomorrow, it's a high of 65 and a low of 51, so just slightly warmer. And as we get into the weekend and closer to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it gets a little bit warmer than that, and we get some chances of rain.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, no bueno there. That's not cool.
Well, in local news, a 49-year-old man was arrested after threatening the manager of an Escambia County Dunkin' Donuts with a shovel and a machete. William Crumpler of Pensacola is charged with aggravated assault with a weapon. The incident happened yesterday afternoon at the Dunkin' on Mobile Highway. According to the arrest report, the manager noticed an unknown man, who was later identified as Crumpler, rummaging in the dumpster behind the restaurant. The report states when the manager asked Crumpler to leave, he grabbed the long shovel and a machete from his belongings, saying he's going to hit the manager in the head with them. Well, Crumpler left when the manager said he's calling the deputies. Well, the deputies located Crumpler a short time later down the road on Mobile Highway.
Thank God.
Yeah.
what are people doing?
I don't know.
Yeah. Jared Smith Bracey, 21-year-old Daphne man, who back in February murdered three of his family members and a close family friend with a gun and pickaxe, is set to undergo a mental evaluation to determine whether he is competent enough to stand trial. Smith Bracey murdered his 80-year-old grandfather, 72-year-old grandmother, 27-year-old brother, and 71-year-old family friend at their Lake Forest home.
Wow. Well, looks like the General Chappie James Three Mile Bridge is going to be lit up for the Christmas holidays.
We do have some good news starting December 21st from 6 to 10 p.m. We will have the Christmas lights on, 6 to 10 on the bridge. Now, those will run from December 21st to December 27th. I believe, I'll have to look at it, 29th, 30th, 31st, I think that they'll be doing red, white, and blue, and they'll be taking the New Year's Eve lights all the way to midnight.
The Pensacola mayor, D.C. Reeves, says that FDOT is still doing some aesthetic light testing for the Coast Guard. He says Coast Guard regulations changed as the bridge was being built, which is what caused the testing to take longer than expected. And the bridge is going to be lit up with Christmas colors starting tonight. I can't wait to drive across and on my way home and take a look.
Absolutely. And earlier this morning, the Pensacola Police Department took 10 lucky kids on a shopping spree at the Academy Sports on Davis Highway. This is the third annual PPD Shop with a Cop event, and each year it brings more joy than the last. PPD's Mike Wood said that all 10 kids each received a $150 gift certificate to use on anything they want for the holidays, like a new fishing rod, the latest athletic shoes, a new basketball, and pretty much anything else their heart desires. This is the third year PPD and Academy have teamed up for the Shop with a Cop program, and every year continues to bring Christmas cheer and bring our community closer together. With that, it is 5:20. We will take our first break of the hour. Back shortly with Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
With your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Winter is upon us. Growing up in Minnesota, I have mostly fond memories of winter. The winter brought with it opportunities to build snowmen and to make snow angels and plenty of opportunities to shovel snow. But now, living in Pensacola, Florida, I often tell people that I have snow shoveling skills that are going to waste down here, but I'm fine with that. Winter brings with it many benefits. Did you know that the cooler temperatures boost our brain power? Also, most people sleep better during the winter months. And winter reduces allergy symptoms and it reduces inflammation in our bodies. So be sure to take time to thank God for the many benefits of winter. And beware of taking for granted the uniqueness of winter. As you feel winter's effects, marvel at God's creative handiwork and pause regularly to give Him glory.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer SHINE counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Lindsay and Chill Out Cryo Spa wishing you a wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Apple Yard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Heather Hurst with D.R. Horton wishing a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
You have kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:25 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. So, dare I say, and I hope I ain't jinxing anything, there was not much to report on in our last traffic break. We were dealing with some issues on Pine Forest Road, and that is still very much the case. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, or if you're traveling southbound coming from West 9 Mile, perhaps trying to get onto I-10 West there, we have some issues going both ways on Pine Forest in that area. In Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox, we've got some issues there. And North Davis Highway, giving us some issues near the intersection with Airport Boulevard and traveling northbound just past Creighton Road. But other than that, nothing too severe over there. As for Santa Rosa County, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we do have some backups in that area, but they seem to have lessened just a tad. Then moving on to our weather, it is 57 degrees in Pensacola at the moment, with a low of 50 as we get into tomorrow. It's going to be a high of 65 and a low of 51. So in that same general ballpark of 50s and lower half of the 60s, but then when we get into the weekend towards Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we're going to be dealing with some rain.
Better than having snow.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Well, there's a new leader for the Escambia Children's Trust. The trust board voted 6-3 to hire executive director of the Children's Home Society, Lindsay Cannon, at last night's meeting. Prior to making a decision, the board heard from both finalists for the job. Cannon was asked if she thought it was a political job.
I think if you want a political person, that's what you're going to get, Mr. Peden. I'm a straightforward, pretty ethical person. I want to do what's right for kids. And so I can get lost in that, and people are going to make phone calls, and they may say bad things about me. But I want to be fair.
That question came after former executive director for the trust, Tammy Greer, resigned last summer, saying in an email that it was a very political job. The other finalist for the job was Pensacola Downtown Improvement Board executive director Walker Wilson.
And just past 5:25 here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Going to get you a couple of quick state headlines here. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is warning residents to be on the lookout for criminals who are trying to ruin the holidays. The state says that more than 40 million Americans had their packages stolen in the last 3 months. To avoid becoming the next victim, Moody's urging people to track their packages, schedule deliveries for a time your home, and install security cameras. Suspected porch pirates have been arrested around Florida, including in Sarasota and Winter Haven. Over the last week, residents who have been impacted by thieves are asked to contact their local police department.
Well, here's some good news. Relief is on the way for many Florida utility customers. Florida Power and Light, Duke Energy Florida, and Tampa Electric are planning to lower their rates next year. What a surprise. Due to lower gas prices, the companies will not need residents to help cover the cost. Each utility is expected to lower its monthly payments by anywhere from $5 to $20 starting in January. The state's Public Service Commission is responsible for reviewing and adjusting prices each year. And prices going down. That's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And a new bill is trying to expand gambling. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Well, you can spend your extra money on that.
Trying to expand gambling across Florida ahead of the upcoming state legislative session. Senator Blaise Ingoglia, hope I'm saying that right, who represents Citrus, Hernando, Sumler, and, or is that Sumter?
Sumter.
Yeah, excuse me, my bad. My eyes suck. Sumter and Pasco counties filed the measure earlier today. The proposed legislation would remove certain permit requirements. It would also allow Greyhound dog racing permit holders to relocate if specific regulations are met. State lawmakers are continuing to file bills before they go up for discussion in Tallahassee next month.
Well, a young mother and her 2-month-old baby are dead after they were discovered inside a Northeast Florida home. Baker County investigators say the 24-year-old was found dead on top of her infant while laying in a bed in McClenny home on Monday. It appears the child died from suffocation. As for the mother, a medical examiner is looking into that case.
And a 50-year-old Panama City man has been taken into custody after his wife passed away in their home, and he did nothing about it. Gary Johnson knew his wife had died by the time he got to her, but instead of calling someone and having her corpse properly tended to, he just left her there on the floor. Police only found out about this concern when Johnson mentioned it during a call with 911 that he had made under the belief that someone else was in his home. When police discovered the body of his wife, Miss Eva Marie McGregor, she had been decomposing for several days, and unfortunately, it was evident that the couple's dogs had begun eating her.
Oh, man.
Yeah, very sad story there. He alleges that he did not take action sooner because he did not want to lose her. He was being charged with improper storage of human remains. Just short of 5:30 here, we have another pair of tickets to give away.
Yay!
Yeah, if you text in on our text line, 850-437-1620, the first person to text Pensacola Symphony, I think that's what we did last time, you will win a pair of tickets to Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Celebrate the New Year. It's on December 31st at the Sanger Theater. If you are the first to text in, you will get those tickets, and we will discuss further information. But yes, just short of 5:30 here, so we are about to get our Fox News update. And when we come back, we will have national headlines, sports, health, business, and science, all that great stuff.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever seen Pensacola Symphony, Steve?
Oh, yeah. So one thing we are lucky to have here, we have a really good symphony, a really good opera, really good baseball. I mean, for a city the size of Pensacola, we have a lot.
Well, if
other cities would be dying for.
If you're the first to text in Pensacola Symphony, we will get those tickets to you. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, coming back shortly.
The Iranian proxy group known as the Houthis has been trying to attack U.S. military ships in the Red Sea. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby calls for the attacks to stop. Senator Tom Cotton on the Fox News Channel with some ideas on what he says will make that happen.
Air and naval strikes against the Houthis, against their firing batteries, against their ammunition storage sites and other command and control facilities. That should have happened 2 months ago. The very first strikes the Houthis launched towards Israel or towards our ships or towards commercial vessels.
American forces around the Middle East have experienced around 90 attacks since October 17th that are believed to come from Iranian-backed forces. GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley weighing in on the Colorado Supreme Court decision to ban former President Trump from the ballot.
I will defeat him fair and square. No judges need to decide who can and can't be on the ballot. That is completely wrong.
She's speaking there at a campaign event in Iowa. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. In a first-of-its-kind lawsuit in California, the state has sued Ralph's Grocery for allegedly rescinding job offers from hundreds of job applicants with a criminal history. California's Civil Rights Department alleges that Ralph's violated a 2018 law that bans most employers from asking job candidates about their criminal histories before making them an offer. The department accuses Ralph's of canceling hundreds of offers due to applicants' prior convictions, including for a single misdemeanor account like excessive noise or cannabis possession. Home prices haven't really come down noticeably as yet, but if you need to buy a big city office building, well, that's a different story. A widely used index shows prices for office building properties built in the financial core of U.S. cities were down a sharp 26% year over year in November. After a one-day respite, buyers took control on Wall Street again today. The Dow Industrials rebounded 322 points, and the S&P 500 recouped 48. That's Your Money Now.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Florida State wants out of the ACC. We'll see if they can work some legal and money magic to break their ACC agreement early. The Seminoles going to the Big Ten or SEC would make sense all around, but they're a rare exception to the topic of future expansion. There's a few but not many powerful brands remaining outside of the current teams in the Big Ten and SEC, and those two conferences should only add the schools that are deserving and not just expand for the sake of it. I'm Zach Gelb.
As the weather gets colder, the NFL offers Stay Hot on FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state where lawful to wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and on the Pensacola Morning News right now, well, guess what? I'm on vacation, so Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'll be back shortly. But in the meantime, I've got some really good, high-quality friends who are filling in for me. Anna Higgins, a great lawyer, works on life issues and lobbying, and Craig Heinzman, of course, with Marcus Baptist Church, a community outreach pastor, and also John Hutchinson, of course, formerly with Gulf Power and many other things since then. Their segments and also all of our prior stuff is available on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
What does Christmas mean to you?
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and at Christmas, what I think of is the original, greatest miracle of God becoming flesh and living among us, a gift of incomparable size that we were given, and out of appreciation for which we give gifts to each other. Merry Christmas from all of us here at News Radio 92.3.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just after 5:35 here, we will get another check of our roads and weather shortly. But before we do, I do want to give congratulations to Jason. He won our second pair of tickets today.
Yay!
To the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Celebrate the New Year on New Year's Eve at the Singer Theater. I do want to say, though, if you are saying, "Oh shucks, I really wanted to win," we are giving away a couple other pairs tomorrow during the show, so be sure to tune in then, and maybe you will have a chance to win that. So,
and have your phone ready.
Yes, have your phone ready, because we're probably going to do them at 4:30 and 5:30 tomorrow as well, so keep that in mind.
Hint.
Yes. All right, so just getting another quick check of the roads and weather here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Coastal Machinery. With over 40 years into business, locations in Pensacola and Crestview. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we'll start with Santa Rosa County, actually, because the only one we were reporting on there was Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton. A lot of the congestion we were dealing with in that area has seemingly died down. As for Pensacola itself, if you are traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Palafox Street, we may have some issues there still. Also, North Davis Highway, a lot of the issues we were having there has seemingly lessened, but there is some congestion here and there near Airport Boulevard, Creighton Road, stuff like that. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound, coming from West 9 Mile and trying to get on to I-10 West, expect some issues there. Other than that, you should not be seeing anything too severe, and if you are, it hopefully shouldn't hold you up too long. As for our weather, it is 57 degrees in Pensacola at the moment with a low of 50. Tomorrow, the high is going to be 65, low of 51, so in the ballpark of what we were with today, maybe a little bit warmer, and as we get into the weekend, closer to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's going to be even warmer and, unfortunately, rainier.
Uh-oh. Yeah, well, getting some national headlines here, former President Trump says he's not an insurrectionist. He commented on Truth Social and came after the Colorado Supreme Court ruled Trump engaged in an insurrection during the 2021 Capitol riot and cannot run in the state's presidential primary, which Trump plans to appeal. Trump noted he told his supporters on that day to march to the Capitol peacefully and patriotically. Mm. His supporters violently stormed the Capitol in an effort to stop the certification of President Biden's election win. The former president also claimed Biden is an insurrectionist and a threat to democracy. Biden yesterday told reporters it's self-evident Trump supported an insurrection.
And an Ohio woman is facing charges after she had a miscarriage. According to CNN, Brittany Watts was seeking medical treatment for her 22-week-old fetus at a hospital when doctors told her that her water had broken and that her fetus would not survive. Oh. After waiting for 8 hours at the hospital, as doctors and officials considered if inducing her would violate Ohio's abortion laws, she went home and just miscarried the baby in her bathroom. Mm. The baby was then found in her toilet, and prosecutors have charged her with felony abuse of a corpse.
Well, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer says hate in schools continues to be a huge challenge since the Hamas attacks against Israel more than 2 months ago. He says he's monitoring what's going on at K-12 schools, but also noted the actions he's taken against college campuses, including Rutgers. Gottheimer denounced all forms of hate against all communities, including anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. It comes after the Democrat returned from an intel trip to Israel, and he met there with several intelligence officers and Israeli first responders.
And an investigation by the Associated Press has exposed that Detroit police were careless in their pursuit of serial killer D'Angelo Martin. While Martin had been in, he has been imprisoned for a year now, Detroit police failed to take action on multiple matters that pointed to his violent and predatory tendencies. The failure spanned a period of over 15 years, including not following up on leads, neglecting rape kits, arresting the wrong man, and not acting on DNA evidence that had linked him to someone's death.
Other than that, he did everything fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Other than all the stuff you did wrong, right. You're looking good, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Hundreds of migrants and other people turned out last night for a vigil held for a five-year-old migrant boy who died after becoming ill in a Chicago shelter. Gene Carlos Martinez was a resident at the warehouse retrofitted as a shelter in Chicago's Pilsen neighborhood when he suffered a medical emergency. That's according to the city. He was pronounced dead shortly after arriving at a hospital on Sunday afternoon. Chicago Fire Department spokesman Larry Langford says that six other people living in the shelter, four children and two adults, were hospitalized this week, raising further questions. Scroll about the risk of illnesses and outbreaks at the shelters and how much they could worsen as the winter months progress.
542 here on Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Just looking at a quick rundown of what's going on in sports. Right now, we've got some college basketball games going on between number 9 Kentucky and their rival, the Louisville Cardinals. Louisville trying to keep up, but Kentucky's already kind of pulling away here, up 39-30 with about 4 or 5 minutes left to go in the first half. The other game we were going to touch on, Purdue, the top-ranked team in America, facing 8-4 Jacksonville. Six, 7 minutes into that game, Purdue is already up 19-9, so getting a pretty booming start over Jacksonville early there.
Wow.
Yes. And college football, we've got a bowl game coming on at 7 o'clock on ESPN, the Boca Raton Bowl between Syracuse and South Florida. Both teams are 6-6, with the spread being a narrow 3 points in Syracuse's favor, so it should be a good one for the less picky college football fans out there.
Well, there's only one way to go, and that's up in about 15 minutes from now. The Detroit Pistons are hosting the Utah Jazz. You see, with a record of 2-25, in other words, they only won 2 games, lost 25, with 24 of those losses happening consecutively. The Pistons are the saddest story in basketball today, but they're at home, and they're going to face the 10-18 Jazz, who are not much better. So tonight, they may break that curse.
Yeah, we will keep track of that in our final hour because that game, as Steve said, does tip off at 6. Speaking of games coming on tonight, Thursday Night Football, Saints at Rams on Amazon Prime Video at 7:15. Both teams are 7-7 and have shown glimpses of formidability in recent weeks, so this should be a good one, or at least better than last Thursday's 63-21 beatdown of the Chargers by the Las Vegas Raiders. But being better than that isn't saying much. The spread has the Rams favored by 4.
Wow. Well, Florida State scheduled an emergency meeting for the Board of Trustees for tomorrow. That's the first official move to be taken by the university in the potential drive to leave the ACC. FSU voiced its displeasure with the ACC in the past, primarily due to revenue distribution, but being snubbed from the CFP bracket as an undefeated team was seemingly the straw that broke the camel's back. So let the rumors about the future of the ACC commence.
Yeah, we're going to hear about Florida State's leaving, Clemson's leaving. We're going to hear all that stuff. And who knows? It could happen. It happened with the Pac-12.
Oh, yeah.
Just before 5:45 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather before we move on to health, business, and science notes. This traffic weather update is brought to you by Tire Trust Incorporated. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Drive safe, and when it comes to your vehicle, put your trust in Tire Trust. So looking at traffic here, there hasn't been much to report on, at least from what I can see. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, however, coming from West 9 Mile Road and perhaps trying to get onto I-10 westbound, we do have some issues in that area that could be causing some trouble. Same with Brent Lane. If you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, you could be backed up a little bit there. If you travel further west, there's issues closer to North Palafox Street that you're going to need to look out for. Other than that, there's some mild congestion at the intersection of North Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard, North Palafox Street and East Burgess Road as well. And then in Caroline Street, we were dealing with some backups. If you were traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, and that congestion is still present. Oh, and as for the weather, I'm so used to Joe doing weather. I'm sorry. As for the weather, it is 57 degrees here in Pensacola. Low is going to be 50. And as we get into tomorrow, the high is going to be 65 with a low of 51. So within the ballpark of what we had today. As we get into the weekend, though, the temperatures are going to rise and the rain chances are going to drastically increase for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, unfortunately.
Oh, boy. And for us sailors, I got to talk like a pirate. Yeah. Tomorrow through Sunday, east winds 5 to 10 knots, waves about 1 foot. So if you're planning on sailing, it'll be okay through Saturday. But Sunday and beyond, well, forget it. But it's Christmas anyway.
Yeah. It's time to be a family if you got it. Yeah. Health, business, and science notes here. Breakfast foods maker General Mills, the brand behind familiar cereals like Cheerios, Lucky Charms, Wheaties, stuff like that, may not be a consumer favorite anymore as the company experiences slowing sales and increasing price hikes. In the company's latest quarterly financial report, General Mills CEO Jeff Harmening blamed the drop on, quote, stronger than anticipated value-seeking behaviors.
Really?
Yeah, that's the buzzword way of saying we have high-priced cereal. People don't want to buy it.
Your stuff's too expensive.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's what the people are saying. The decline is believed to have been started by the COVID-19 pandemic and perpetuated by the rise in price to make up for both it and inflation.
Well, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week. The Labor Department reported that jobless claims were up by 2,000 to 205,000 the week that ended December 16th. Yet the four-week average of claims, which smooths out week-to-week ups and downs, fell by 1,500 to 212,000 rather. So in spite of the rise and the high interest rates intended to slow hiring and cool the economy, the level of applicants remains at historically low levels.
And the season of winter officially begins today as the winter solstice takes place in the Northern Hemisphere. And I thought I'd be cute. I said, what exactly is a solstice?
Yeah.
Last hour, NASA gives an answer. And just in case NASA didn't, Steve had us covered. It's a day where the sun's path appears farthest north or south, depending on which half of the planet you're on. With the Earth rotating on a tilt, the winter solstice is when the Northern Hemisphere is tilted the furthest away from the sun.
And today is a historic day in space exploration. Actually, two historic things. First of all, Apollo 17, which was the last human beings to go to another world back in 1972, basically splashed down yesterday, and we haven't been back to the moon yet. And 55 years ago today, Apollo 8, which was the first mission to the moon, took off. It marked the first time the crewed spacecraft left the Earth and traveled into deep space. The mission's achievements, along with success of getting the crew, of course, safely back to Earth, as highly still regarded for their roles in pioneering deep space exploration. The most memorable moment for those of us who were around back in 68 was the reading of Genesis in lunar orbit on Christmas Eve by the astronauts, as one of four people in Earth, basically one quarter of the entire planet's population, about a billion people, watched the lunar surface pass below the spacecraft as they read Genesis via the onboard TV camera.
That's awesome.
Yes, it was.
Pop culture notes here real quickly. Samuel L. Jackson turned 75 today. So
let's hear it for 75-year-olds.
Yeah. We've got a 75-year-old in here ourselves with Steve Taylor here.
Yep.
Yeah. So Steve and Sam were both around during that whole Genesis thing. The legendary actor is one of the highest paid in not only his generation, but also all time, spending decades both in front of the camera for cinematic masterpieces such as Pulp Fiction and Django Unchained, and in the recording booth for animated classics like The Incredibles.
Well, those were good movies. And speaking of iconic movies, let's touch on one that's not going to join that list.
Ah, come on.
Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Yeah, it came out. People went, really? It debuted with a 36% on Rotten Tomatoes. For comparison, the 2018 Aquaman currently sits at not great, but a far superior 65% on Rotten Tomatoes.
All right. Well, this one could probably be a wacky, weird story, but it is about a pop culture figure. So Kanye West.
Him.
That guy. Reportedly looking to build a city. Okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
In the Middle East.
In the Middle East.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
That's a very calm area. Yes, I know.
His plans garnered attention through a website seeking job applicants for project managers, engineers, architects, and contractors for the objective. The city is to be called Yeezy Drome, I believe that's how you pronounce it, and cover 100,000 acres. Good luck with that, Kanye.
Yeah, well, you spell the city, by the way. It's Y-Z-Y-D-R-O-A-M. Really?
I think Yeezys are like the name of his shoes, right?
That's right. Oh, yeah.
So that's why I thought it was Yeezy. Yeah. And then Drome.
Oh.
Why not? Yeah, he's a weird guy. Yeah. Who knows?
Video game developer Insomniac was victimized by a massive file leak. The breach publicized game concepts like Wolverine and Spider-Man 3, among others. And among gamers, that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. It's a very big deal. I'm not a big Marvel person, but I know enough about it, and I know a lot about gaming to be able to say that it is, in fact, a very big deal. So I guess prayers up to Insomniac for that issue there. 5:50, we will take our last break of this hour. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Christmas is in the air at Pensacola Hardware, and we're ready to get you started on your way to a wonderful holiday season. From indoor to outdoor kitchen accessories and accents, we've got the perfect gifts for everyone on your list, with two websites to help you find what you need. Our contractor site is an excellent resource for supplies or quotes on larger projects, while our housewares and gift sites let you order online from our wide selection to ship or pick up in store. Fill your gift list this Christmas at Pensacola Hardware. Find us at PensacolaHardware.com and PensacolaHardware.net.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Need some last-minute Christmas gifts? Check out the Merry Holiday Street Market Saturday on North Tarragona for unique vendors and lots of special items. The market is on from 2 to 5 at the Handlebar. Check out the birdwatching event at Big Lagoon State Park Saturday morning from 8 till 9, presented by the Friends of Pensacola State Parks. See dopensacola.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 5:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. Has not been much to report on from what I can see. I will say this just real quick since I was last looking here. In Santa Rosa County, if you are traveling on Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, we still have some congestion there, though it is lessening. However, we seem to have some accident reports on Old Baghdad Highway at the intersection with, what street is this here? Parkmore Plaza Drive. That's in the Milton area. If you are over there at that particular intersection, we do have some backups developing. As for Pensacola, however, we are not seeing a ton of congestion right now. We do have some. If you are traveling southbound on North Palafox Street, closer to the downtown area, if you are heading in the general direction of East Cervantes, so expect some issues there if you are in that area. East and West Garden Street also causing some problems. Outside of that, Pine Forest Road, hopefully clearing up some. And unless you're at a busy intersection, you shouldn't be held up too long. As for the weather, we are still in the 50s, 57 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be high of 65, low of 51, so about what we had today. And as we get into the weekends and closer to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, expect some warmer weather and some rainier weather.
Well, at least it's not snow.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. That's up for debate. I would like to experience snow. I've been here all my life.
Really?
Yeah, I'd like to experience, you know, I've experienced a little bit, not much, though.
You know, when you think about it, just about every Christmas song has snow. Let it snow, let it snow.
Yep, sleigh ride. And, who's riding on a sleigh right here?
And I spent 25 years up north, and yeah, it was nice on Christmas to have snow and everything.
As long as it's not a blizzard, yeah.
And it wasn't fun having to go to work, though, and that stuff.
I mean,
really? Well, in the wacky, weird headline department, two Texas men are accused of robbing controversial 7-time Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong's storage unit. They stole over $100,000 worth of bikes. They've been charged with theft of property between $30,000 and $150,000, which is a third-degree felony. And that can bring prison sentences to between 2 and 10 years for those guys.
Ooh, not a good story there. And
nope.
here's one that's somehow even more ridiculous than that. A Florida man billed himself as a beloved superhero in an attempt to get onto an Air Force base, but couldn't even get past security. Federal prosecutor said that 33-year-old Baruch Roche II tried to enter the MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa last month, saying that he was Captain America.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that he had a meeting with a U.S. Special Operations Command general to provide top-secret info. He had an AR-15 with him and was charged with attempted possession of a firearm in a federal facility as a result. I don't remember Captain America ever having an AR-15.
No,
I'm starting to think.
He has that shield, but...
Yeah, I'm starting to think this ain't the real guy.
No, he was not the real guy. Well, the TSA at New York's LaGuardia Airport busted somebody who happened to have 17 9mm bullets, but he didn't have a gun. See, the bullets were in a diaper. It was discovered after triggering the airport security X-ray machine. While the nameless individual originally claimed he had no idea how the ammunition got there, he later blamed the act on his girlfriend. Either way, it puts a whole new meaning into the term loaded diaper. Well, I didn't come up with that. That's written here. Somebody else did, but that's funny. Yeah,
well, it wasn't Steven. It wasn't me either. But
nope.
Whoever did come up with that, good on them. Book returned to Watertown. There was a book that was taken out from Watertown Free Public Library, and it's been returned. But the problem is it was late, and not just a little late, 90 years late.
Whoa.
The copy of the book Hill Towns of Italy by Egerton Williams Jr. was checked out in January of 1934. The book was found by someone in Washington, D.C., and was returned to the library by the person during a recent visit to Boston, based on the policy pasted in the book. The fine would have been over $650, but the library no longer charges late fees.
Oh,
luckily.
Luckily for him, yeah, right. Well, the iconic Maury Povich, you know him. He's basically a guy who's very experienced in paternity tests.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they announced the results of yet another paternity test, but it wasn't for that obnoxious human being this time. It was rather for a 4-month-old Sumatran orangutan from the Denver Zoo named Siska. Jake Kubi, the zoo's director of integrated communities, reached out to Maury's executive producer about the two orangutans that potentially was the father, and the show host was happy to take part in the announcement. Between 30-year-old Barani and 16-year-old Jaya, Maury revealed the former was Siska's father. I know you were in suspense about that one.
Yeah, how about that? And just real quickly, a Las Vegas high school teacher took to TikTok to ask for help for her students' Christmas wishes.
Oh, yeah.
At Desert Pines High School, yes. Sherry Guy is her name. And she ended up getting gifts and money from around the world to fulfill the wishes of over 900 students at the school.
Wow.
She said that it means more to than just the item that they had in their hands. It meant they were valued. And they were valued not only by their own teachers or their own school community, but potentially by thousands of people that they may never meet. But now they know that they've been recognized and shown love.
Aww.
Yes, 5:59 here. We will get out of your hair, give you another WEAR update, and we will see you in Hour 3. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.